From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Captain reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County Administrator Sean Groden says that someone, he does not know who, has been auctioning off parts of the former Greene County Sheriff's Office attached to the former jail in Catskill without authorization. The former jail and sheriff's office closed in April 2018 after being deemed unsafe. The jail was first used in 1905, and some consider it historic. Catskill resident Pat Ruck said her recent Airbnb guest told her they paid someone $700 for doors, a staircase, and other items from the building. A June 5th public safety meeting authorized auctioning off a few kitchen items, but nothing more. Groden said, and I quote, "I haven't determined how we went from kitchen equipment to wood molding," end quote. He also did not know who was involved in the expanded sale. Greene County Sheriff Greg Sealing is retiring later this year and was just in the news saying he would defy a county nepotism policy and deputize his son before the end of the year. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson and Mike Goodwin report in the Albany Times-Union. State officials announced on July the 9th that a new exit from Interstate 87 will open to take cars directly to Albany International Airport by the end of the year. A sign erected on the highway in 1971 said Exit 3 was, and I quote, "to be built," end quote, and that will be true at the end of 2019 when Exit 3 opens. The new overpass will carry northbound cars over the interstate to Albany Shaker Road. Southbound Exit 4's off-ramp will connect to the old Wolf Road. Right now, the airport is undergoing almost $100 million in improvements, including a new 1,000-car parking garage. Read more about that story in the Albany Times-Union. John Campbell reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that Erie County Clerk Michael Kearns filed a federal lawsuit July 9th attempting to reverse a New York law allowing undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. New York becomes the 13th state to allow undocumented immigrants to obtain a driver's license when the law takes effect in December. Erie County Assistant Attorney Thomas Navarro explained in the lawsuit that Kearns was taking the action because of, and I quote, "a federal statute that makes it a crime to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection an individual illegally in the United States," end quote. Rensselaer County officials previously vowed that they would file a lawsuit against the law, and July 9th, Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Marola said he is still planning on his own lawsuit, separate from the Erie County challenge. Governor Andrew Cuomo hasn't said whether he would remove any county clerk from office for not issuing driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. Attorney General Letitia James previously said her office would defend the law if challenged with a suit. She said, and I quote, "The legislation is well-crafted and contains ample protections for those who apply for driver's licenses," end quote. Read more about this story in the Democrat and Chronicle. The Daily Freeman reports that activists around the country are organizing Lights for Liberty, a vigil to end human concentration camps, on July 12th with local events in Kingston, Albany, Rhinebeck, Delhi, and Woodstock. The candlelight vigils come after several reports in recent weeks of subhuman conditions at child detention centers along the border of the United States and Mexico. Organizers of this event call them human concentration camps. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.